G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. It's grand final week, best week of the year, especially when your team's in the GF. Go you little Hawkies. It's been a long year, mate, but we've got through it and we've got some decent results along the way. Can we find a couple this week?
Well, one of us has got decent results along the way. Collectively, we've got decent results along the way. Yeah, look, huge game coming up and I think there's bets to be had here. And, well, we don't really kick it off. It's the one and only this week. Saturday afternoon at the MCG for the decider. A replay of 2012 with the Swans and Hawthorn. Swans laying about 7.5 to 8.5 points. Total points line low 180s.
Not even really sure where to start with this one. Obviously, my allegiances are well and truly there for everyone to see. I think I've backed the Hawks pretty much every week this year. And look, when you have a 17... Well, what, including finals, 18, 19 win season, you're going to get a few of those up. So it's been a good ride for the boys. Probably this week, it's all about the matchups. Who's fit, who's ready to go. Both sides are effectively, and for the first time I can remember, we've effectively got a grand final where both sides can basically pick their best 22 players or what they think is going to be their best 22 for the weekend. Only real player under a cloud for the Hawks is Geordie Lewis, who's got a bit of a corky, but you can't see that holding him out of a grand final, so I expect their midfield to be pretty well unchanged. The big one is, you'd imagine Cyril Rioli will come in. As to who goes out, probably Jonathan Simpkin, but if it's a like for like, then look, maybe a Puopolo or someone like that's in a bit of danger, but geez, you can't see them leaving someone with his pressure and just his single-minded will to win back the contest left out on grand final day. So that's going to be a bit of a headache. Other headache is whether or not McAvoy comes in for Johnny Segler. Probably a better pair of hands and a better target around the ground, but doesn't have the mobility. And he was found short when they played against the Swans. First start this year when they were beaten, Tom Derricks gave him a bath, and that's probably the first time Tom Derricks has ever done that to anyone in his entire life. So a few headaches for Clarko and the boys there, but I'm sure they'll pick a really good team. And look, it's going to come down to Franklin for mine. If Franklin can get off the leash and play, if he can put together a game like he did in the prelim final, then unfortunately the Hawkeyes aren't a chance to get across the line in this one. He was unstoppable. Probably had a direct hand in 10 of their 16 or 17 goals or whatever it was in the end. So he's just an incredible footballer, and I think he finished third in the Brownlow, which is I think his best finish ever, even though he kicked 115 odd goals in 2008. So He's the one for me, but he doesn't have a great record on grand final day. He hasn't had a big grand final yet, but maybe that's the fly.
He didn't have a great record against the Hawks earlier in the... Well, not so much in the game in Sydney, but certainly the one in Melbourne. He's every chance to kick 3-6.
Oh, I hope so. I hope he kicks 1-8. That would be amazing. Would be amazing for the boys. Couple of little ones for the Hawkies, and I think for the Hawks to get across the line, it's going to come down to three blokes. I think it's going to come down to Brian Lake and what he can do across half-back. I think it's going to come down to Jack Gunston. He's always put decent numbers on the Swannies. He just seems to get the leash there and have a real natural matchup for him. Rampy doesn't have the height, and the other guys don't have the pace or the nous to go with him, Grundy and Richards. So if Jackie Gunston can kick 4, I think the Hawks can get across the line in this one. And then in the midfield, I think Will Langford's a really important player for the Hawks. He had 10 clearances and 30-odd touches against the Power and was just really good, going from strength to strength. And he's keeping an absolute September specialist in Brad Sewell out of the side at the moment. So
he's 40-1 for the Norm Smith.
40-1. Oh, he won't win the Norm Smith. He kicks it like a Muppet. It doesn't matter. You just get it out of there. Just get it out of there.
Brian Lake, 66-1 to do the double.
Hawks to win for mine, but that's purely based on my own want more than anything else. I'm not interested in the line itself, but I am going to play the under in this game. We did discuss briefly off air that I think there's been one grand final in the last 8 that's actually run above the tally, or maybe 2 of the last 8, and one of those was Geelong's 20-goal dicking of Port Adelaide. So notoriously small numbers put up on grand final day. 183, there's plenty of room under there. You go back to 2012, it was really tight, hard fought, in and under contested game of football. I don't expect it to be all that free-flowing, even though both sides are incredibly good attacking teams. I'll be really amazed if this turns into a shootout, and I think it'll be locked down, tackle your guts out, and whoever can win around the stoppages will get the chocolates at the end of the day.
Very good. I'm going to avoid the totals pretty much for the reasons you articulated in terms of the push for the under in a grand final. If this was round 15, dry track day game at the MCG, you couldn't get onto the over quickly enough. Both sides trend that way, but grand finals are weird beasts like that. I've wound up with the Hawks at the plus. I really struggle to see how they get 7.5 in Melbourne. If you take the view that home field's worth, and maybe grand finals are slightly different because the crowd's full of corporates and things like that, but even on a grand final day, if you take the view that home field's worth a goal to a goal and a half, you're looking at 2.5 to 3 goals at a neutral venue and pushing 4 goals in Sydney. And there's no way I'd be doing anything but taking the Hawks plus 4 goals in Sydney. They've beaten Sydney 7 of the last 8 they've played at the MCG. The Swans have only covered 1 of their last 7 at the MCG. It's usually not their ground. You know, people remembering the 2012 grand final, and yeah, grand finals are a different beast, but it's not their place as a general rule. I'm happy to take the points with the underdog home side, who have done nothing wrong all year. Sydney absolutely pantsed North Melbourne last week, but there's a question in my mind whether that's actually a better trial for a grand final than a genuine contest against a team in Port Adelaide who were frankly in better form than North Melbourne. And had the Hawks had every chance, couple of pivotal moments, early fourth quarter, they really could have stepped on the throat and won by 6 or 7 goals. And if they'd done that, they might have jumped favourites here. Yeah. I think there's a bit of smoke and mirrors in this line, and I'm happy to take the Hawks, particularly if you can get up to around that goal and a half mark.
Beautiful.
All right, so Hawks at the plus for me, under for you. We're all hoping Sydney loses.
Thanks for being with us all year, guys. We've had a really good time, our first run through of the season as a podcast. It's been a lot of fun to put it together. As we said, we've got some decent results across the year, and with any luck, you tuned out from about round 6 to about round 10 when we shit the bed collectively. But
between that and week 2 of the finals, if you managed to dodge those few weeks, you had a tremendous year. Good luck and good punting, folks. Hope your team wins, unless it's Sydney.
Go the Hoggies.